B-Pod Studios.
You want to talk sports in Boston? You talk to these guys.
Just going to say something quick. If you want to get everything, just go see Big Al and Reveal.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
What would be your message to the fans as you now embark on going back to Gillette?
Well, I wouldn't expect a homecoming. I mean, I think they're there to root for their team, and their team is the Patriots. And, you know, I think the home crowd at Gillette is a great crowd, and I think they're going to cheer for their team as I would expect them to. And I think if they know anything about me, they're going to know that I'm going out there to try to win the football game. So I think they'll respect that about me. I certainly respect that they're there to pull for their team. And that's the way sports goes. And after the game comes and goes, you know, things will happen as they will. I'm not sure how things unfold other than how I want them to unfold, which is us to go play a great game of football and try to get, again, a really tough win and a really great in football environment. It was one thing I learned from the Patriots. Belichick would say, listen, if you love football, then, you know, 8:30 on Sunday night at Gillette Stadium is the place to be.
That's Tom Brady with his message to the fans for Sunday night's game at Gillette Stadium, 617-779-0985.
He respects you. Telephone number. He respects what? You. He sure does. He hopes you respect him.
He respects his time. He respects his time here for sure.
Respect, keyword.
Yeah.
He's got keywords.
A couple of things here, and we've talked about what this game means for the Patriots. Big swing. You could go from having all kinds of belief in this team's ability, their ability to get better week to week, their ability to right the ship, so to speak, to be able to protect their quarterback, to be able to cover, to be able to put pressure on the opposing quarterback, which I thought they did well against Jameis Winston. It's one of the things I thought went right in this game on Sunday. Maybe the ability to stop the run will come into play in this game, right? There could be so many things that would give you reason to believe in the Patriots being a halfway decent team this year. If they were to win on Sunday night and all of a sudden it's a 2-2 team on the upswing versus a 1-3 team that potentially gets embarrassed Sunday night. That's a difference between winning and losing.
Hey, Bucks are going to have a 3-and-out to start the game. Can you stack a couple of those together? I think he's coming out. They're going to put him in a gun. He's going to throw. And he's going to be juiced up. And he's going to miss his first two throws.
Oh, juiced up. There's that emotion right there.
He's going to be juiced up. And I just, you know, I've been in these games where you expect to come out flying, start fast. He starts talking about starting fast. Next thing you know, it's a 3-and-out. Mm-hmm. It takes him about a quarter to get going. Then they settle in.
Sean's in Lawrence today. Hi, Sean.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, man. How you doing?
I mainly wanted to just address Beadle and Hardy because you guys just talked before the break about, like, oh, I don't understand why, you know, people be rooting against the Pats or, you know, rooting for Brady or whatever. But you know, I'm a huge Boston sports fan, always have been, but Brady gave me the best 20 years of my life as a Boston sports fan.
Sure did.
And it, you know, it's not his fault that he's not here. You know, he was forced out. So I root for the Pats when I'm watching the Pats play every single week, but I'm also paying attention to Tampa every single week. And this week coming up, I'm going to be rooting for Tampa because I'm going to be rooting for Brady. Once Brady retires, then I will go all Pats again, no problem. But, you know, I'm bitter. Like, I'm bitter towards the organization. I'm bitter towards Bill. The fact that you can take the greatest player in any organized sport that's ever played any game and force him out, I just don't understand how you guys can't see how
bitter is the key word there.
I see what you're doing. I just don't agree with it.
Yeah.
I see it. I think it's bizarre. Like it's, I said, it's strange.
Split. There's no middle. That's split.
It's
there's
strange. Did you become a Patriots fan because of Brady? Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why you feel that way. I did not. My Patriots fandom predates Tom Brady, so I know what it looks like with, again, I've been lucky most of my lifetime. They've had a quarterback. But sorry.
It's swung.
He's not here anymore. It's and that doesn't mean you can't say that you agree with Brady and disagree with Belichick. And you think it's Belichick was too strict. He was too rigid and didn't change with the times and didn't adjust to keep Brady. Or that you feel anger toward Bill or ownership or whoever you choose for Brady not being here anymore. That's fine. And I hold them responsible more than I do Brady for him not being here. But that doesn't mean I'm now rooting for Brady against the New England Patriots. Being a fan of a team is being a fan of a team. You don't start rooting against your team because you're pissed at them. Like that's, I don't do that. Can't do it. What are you doing? No, don't do it. I'm not on board with that. I'm not on board with it with this team. I'm definitely not on board with it with the people who have rooted against the Red Sox and have pulled that. Nope, not much gets accomplished that way by rooting against your own team. It really doesn't. So, there are some like rare occasions where you think, okay, a particular loss is going to motivate ownership into doing something that's going to make us better next season. Do you think that's the case right now with this? If the Patriots get pounded on Sunday night, what is going to change?
He ain't coming back.
What's going to happen?
He ain't never coming back. Like, you got to get past it. He ain't coming back.
Okay, no one believes he's coming back.
No, I'm not even saying that. I'm just like, it's, yeah, I mean, what do you, you're right. What do you achieve out of it?
What do you want? What do you get out of that?
What do you get? A moral victory? Moral victory Monday? Is that what you want?
You think Bill's going to feel really bad? And say, come out on Monday and say, I'm so sorry. What do you want? It happened.
It's unprecedented, is really. This build to this game. It's the most anticipated game of regular season history in sports. Because the guy went elsewhere and he continued to win immediately. Not build it and to where we're going to watch this team have time over the years to build it. Can they get back where he instantaneously affected them? And now he's coming back with the same loaded team to play you. It's never been done before. You can talk about Jordan. You can talk about Kobe. Kobe never left. You talk about, you know, LeBron. LeBron's gone elsewhere and won. But like, this is different. This guy went six here. Six.
Rocky in Rhode Island. Hey, Rocky.
Gentlemen.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good, Rocky.
Just wanted to call in. I was listening to that last call, too. I'm 21 years old. I've been born into this Brady era, but I guess some of us are raised different because I'm still rooting for the Pats. Love Brady, all he's done for us, but still a Pats fan at heart. I had a prediction for this game with you guys were talking about his emotions. Mm-hmm. He's talking about the wind blowing, all that. He's going to be really quiet in the first quarter, first couple drives. Then it's going to be something random. It's going to be Giovanni Bernard, little screen pass, something. Touchdown, and then you're going to see 2014 Tom Brady come back. We're yelling in the face of the guy.
Yeah, let's go! See, I remember when Terry Bradshaw got hurt and he was done. His elbow fell apart. I cried. So I'm trying to like put it in the, okay, so you're 21, all you know is Brady. Yeah, but Brady left and he's coming back to beat you. Like Bradshaw never left to beat me. Like at least I had that closure there. Fans really haven't had closure because Brady's still ascending. He's still winning. People would be okay. Like people don't remember like Jordan played for the Wizards. You don't even remember that. You think of Jordan as an all-time Bull. People are now starting to think of like to what Tom said a week ago. If he wins this year again for the Bucks, he plays again. He's going to have an ending to his career where people view him as a Buck.
No. People are going to view him as Tom Brady.
He's become just
he's a singular entity.
Bucks QB Tom Brady.
And his
Bucks
Brady,
legend.
And his new Brady clothing line he'll wear himself. All Brady. Then Brady sunglasses, Brady shoes. He doesn't have a Brady.
Ralph Lauren over there.
More from Bill Belichick coming up. But yeah, that's true. T-shirts on sale. I'll tell you about that as well next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Up to date at work.
Rose.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, you'd know it if
you'd
you smelled
it. You'd know it if you smelled it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Did Tom vindicate to Bill that mistake when he pushed away from the table on him or wanted to say, okay, we're not going to pay you the amount that you want. We're going to try and get younger. Is Tom vindicated at all?
I think Tom just went to a better situation offensively. I mean, he's playing with better players. No disrespect. That's no disrespect to the guys in New England. But I mean, look at the talent that he's got around him. You know, and like if I asked you right now, who's the number one receiver in New England? Could you give me one?
I'll tell you, it's Jacoby Myers, and most people would say that's not what you're looking for long term.
Undrafted guy out of NC State, and I think Jacoby Myers is pretty damn good now.
Yeah.
Okay, but is he those guys?
No.
You know, he's certainly not in the top two.
Well, that being the case, why weren't there – then we get into the why weren't there better players here?
Yeah, but see, that's a whole different conversation. That's not my conversation.
May have been a factor, but I think Charlie Weiss is so wrong about that. He didn't have receivers, so over the course of multiple years, he plotted his way out of here.
Yeah, you're underselling Gronkowski and Edelman. Then
give me a break. Exactly, Gronk and Edelman were still there. Had way more to do.
That was the biggest difference. Those two guys faded out.
It had so much more to do with his contract situation and Alex Guerrero than it ever did receivers. How many years did Brady have what we thought to be was less than acceptable receivers? How many times do we have that conversation? You know, they're always chasing that guy.
The last one. That's why they went out and got A.B. and Sanu his last year here.
Do you think that was the only time we talked about Brady not having great receivers?
No, but just not.
Where the hell have you been for two decades? No.
But I understand your point about him elevating things, but my point is
but they were always chasing that guy. Brandon Lloyd, Brandon Cooks, all these guys.
Yeah.
They were always chasing the receiver that Brady didn't have. There were certain points where he certainly had Deion Branch. He had Randy Moss.
They brought Deion back.
They had to bring Deion. Why'd they bring Deion back?
Because he knew the damn system. He knew what Brady
because
wanted.
Because Brady didn't have receivers. Because he was playing with freaking Austin Colley out there at one point.
Oh, that one year in Denver when everybody got hurt, that was probably the worst year.
Did Brady ever raise a stink publicly or ever get to the point where it was like, I want out of here because the receivers suck?
No.
No, he never did that. There would have been so many times for that. He wanted out because he wanted out. And as you've said many times, though, if the contract had been put on the table after winning the Super Bowl against the Falcons, he's signing the deal. He's signing the contract.
Yeah.
You, for months, were saying, guys, there's going to be a contract coming soon.
There's going to be one coming. Hey, I brought you back for 28-3. That's it. I don't need to do any more. I proved to you that I could win one after Garoppolo. It was really about winning one, not multiple. There was no talk of, let's go do it again. Then we had the fun sayings, one more, right?
And Hardy,
built.
I think Hardy has raised this point, which is, let's say he did sign the deal and he did have the contract. Does he have 7 rings? He may not. He may not have gotten his 6 rings. He may not have ever won another ring again. He may have just been happy with the money. He's had all kinds of motivation. He's been all sorts of pissed off now for years, which is when he, I think, is at his best. When he's pissed, he's the best. Which is interesting about Sunday night because I don't think he's pissed coming here.
I mean, there's got to be something in the back of your mind, even for somebody as good and as accomplished and as otherworldly as Tom Brady, that if he had signed that deal, say in 19, and gotten 3 years, would have said, you know what? we're gonna make the best video. We're gonna win a bunch of games. We're gonna do well. But if we don't win at all, we've won a bunch. You know, we've got a lot. There's a chance no one matches what we did here already, and you're gonna have to be satisfied with that.
Like I can remember like going out to Denver. Like he was worried about that anxiety. Denver played well in Denver. You know, you're going out there. You really don't have a stacked team. Peyton's got the stacked team in Denver. That thing was a monster. Their defense was badass. Sorry, worried about going into that environment. Coming into this, like you said it earlier, they're a freaking wagon. They're a juggernaut. He's confident coming in here because he feels safe with what's around him. You put him on a lesser team, he might crap his pants a little bit on Sunday night. Coming in here undermanned. Say if you really found the next guy and you're 2 years into it and you built it around him. Yeah, they're trying to get to that. He knows it. He's not stupid. Bill's not stupid. Bill knows what's coming. Now it's about, okay, look how we played the Chiefs the last couple of years. We figured out a way to slow those mothers down. Can we do this to Tampa? It's a different skill set. They're not as fast. Tampa's receivers are not fast. The Chiefs had speed. Chiefs are all misdirection and speed. Smoke and mirrors, right? Quarterback outside the pocket. This is a whole different element. This is pocket passer. They show you what they line up in. They'll motion it, and it's personnel groups, but it's downfield, and it's Arians. You know what he's going to call. Now it's how do you stop it? They're not going to fool you. This isn't smoke and mirrors coming in Sunday night. This is we're going to line up, cover our guys. Can you? Can you stop their front seven? I don't know. Doesn't feel like it.
Bob and Easton's on the line.
Hey, Bob.
I preface this call by saying I love the situation we're in because I'm the beneficiary of nine and a half times the value, face value of my season ticket. I sold it. I'm a rich man now, so I'm happy about that. But a couple things, guys. One, first of all, I don't call them Patriot fans, the ones that are rooting for Tom Brady, like Fraud Murray, Jim Murray. Like, first of all, if you're going to be angry, you can't be angry at Bill Belichick. You should be angry at Tom Brady.
Well, wait a minute, real quick. What makes Jim a fraud if he was that from the first second it happened at the departure?
So it doesn't matter when it happened.
But at least to clear a side. They're like, oh, he got there and won. Now I'm going to go chase it. He was with them when he was 7-5.
So why don't you let me explain?
Go ahead.
Even if it was day one that you jumped on the Brady wagon, here's why. You shouldn't be angry at Bill Belichick because Brady's gone. Bill Belichick had the succession plan with Garoppolo. It's Tom Brady that went up the back door and asked Kraft to trade him. He's also the same guy, which, by the way, didn't go to OTAs at 18 and 19 because he had family, quote-unquote, he had to be more with his family. What did he do when he went to Tampa? So this guy was checking out, and they made the right move. So this is a bunch of crap, and I'm going to tell you something. So Belichick had it. It's easy to jump on the Brady wagon when he wins the Super Bowl with the perfect situation. I'm going to tell you something, guys. That Rams loss last week, this is what Brady was great at when he was here. He had Belichick and Brady. Brady can't reel in all pros like an Evans, like a Godwin. Like, this is a team here where I don't know if he's going to be able to say, hey, we got to do, you know, every day, let's repeat. It was easy with the Patriots when everybody was a working class guy and a blue collar guy. Let's see what Brady, I like the Patriots this week. I like them this week. I think Belichick's had this game on his radar for a long time.
Okay. But I don't know what this team has done and how they've performed on the field the first 3 weeks gives you the confidence to say that.
Something to water in Easton.
And a lot of this has come down to individuals failing to execute on this team. Some of it's been coaching. Trust me, there's some really bad or lack of coaching at times on this team so far this season. But some of it has come down to simple failures on the field. So I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is that's going to give you that confidence to do that. If you look at any of the matchups on the field.
There's too many of the odd mistakes, the not enough men on, the punts, the kickoffs, out of bounds, punts into the end zone. The attention to detail is not there right now.
So he's talking about
it might come around in 5 weeks.
Bob brings up the, you know, where's the loyalty conversation, right? The where's the loyalty? And the loyalty was what we traded.
Jim declared that.
Your loyalty's in San Francisco, right? In theory, Kraft to Brady. Loyalty's in San Francisco, Tom. We traded your guy. But I think the way Brady would look at it is, wait a minute, Your loyalty should be to me because of what I've accomplished here. And that sort of gets lost in all of this. Like, yes, Brady didn't deserve any loyalty, and they did him a solid by trading away Jimmy Garoppolo. Based on the way Brady has played since that Garoppolo trade, you'd be an idiot to think you were right to tell Brady at the time that that was some sort of thing that you did that was a favor to him.
And from Brady's standpoint, like, you wasted a pick for me. Like, the guy was going to play anyway. I was going to beat him out.
Right.
You wasted a second-round pick. You could add me a receiver. You could add a defensive end. Something.
You could have made this team better.
So here you do. You got a guy sit behind me for 4 years that pick wasted. Four. So the way he looks at it. I'm not saying that's the way we look at it, but that's what Tom's looking at. Then that's the loyalty. Okay.
John
loyalty
in the car. John.
Traded away the guy you should have never picked. Go ahead, John.
Guys, you can't look at it that way because how many 44-year-old quarterbacks, 40-year-old quarterbacks, I mean, eventually you got to pick a quarterback. And, you know, to me, I mean, he made the right choice at the time. It's just Brady's defying all odds. But this, to me, Beal, you are exactly right. There's an allegiance level there to the team. I got to sit through Tony Eason and Hugh Millen and Scott Zolak
That's
and
right.
the pouring rain with his six shooters and all this other nonsense. Tom Brady don't owe me nothing, but I don't owe him anything either. If they traded Patrice Bergeron to the Canadians tomorrow, I'm not going to root for Montreal to win the Stanley Cup. I'm going to hope he's dragging his stick off the ice at the end of the seventh game. It's just the way this whole thing works.
That's sort of how this works.
Yeah, but not really a fair
for
comparison.
For better or worse.
Not a fair comparison. Bruins, Montreal, Patriots, Buccaneers.
Oh, yeah, the Bucks. Nobody should feel like the Bucks are any sort of
take
rival.
Take a base player off that can still play. That's his comparison. That's what he's meaning.
Yeah.
So
this is how this sort of works, says John. And he's right. This is how this sort of works. You don't get to pick
and
choose.
It does sort of work that way, but if Patrice had been treated less than optimally for years and years with the Bruins, and that he wanted out, and that Bruce Cassidy really didn't want him, and Bruce Cassidy had been his coach this whole time, and he left, and he went to pick a team, you know.
Tampa.
T-Bone. Tampa doesn't work in this scenario.
Nashville.
The Nashville Predators, good, Zoe. Could you see yourself rooting for Patrice Bergeron to maybe win a cup with the Predators?
Sure.
As long as it didn't come at the expense of the Boston Bruins, yes. I'm not saying anyone.
Oh my God, they held a parade for Bork.
I'm not saying anybody shouldn't root for Tom Brady. You just shouldn't be rooting for Tom Brady this week if you're a Patriots fan. I'm not saying it wasn't okay to root for Brady last year or root for Brady last week or next week. I'm talking about this week, Sunday night. To call yourself a real Patriots fan and be rooting for Brady, I think you're demented. Like, what are you doing? Chase Winovich is scheduled to join us next. We'll see if that happens on the other side.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
Bob and Easton, Bob.
In the middle of the day.
You know why I love this show?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Because I have ADD. 38 seconds.
What do I?
I'm talking about Greer and Shanahan to Zolak TikTok.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Why is Tom Brady launching an apparel brand, by the way? Did you see that?
Because he can.
I don't know.
That's why I called him Ralph Lauren.
I know. Fashion designer over here. I put together a new line. He also put out a t-shirt for the return.
Yeah, and it took pictures outside Gillette Stadium with the models. Not him, but they have a Tampa shirt, they have a middle shirt, and then they have a New England shirt. So you could, if you're a Patriots fan, you could buy one that has Patriot colors. If you're a Tampa fan, you could buy, you know, Tampa Bay colors.
Yeah, I've seen like better bar crawl shirts made on one of those custom websites than that thing.
$35 for that.
Like a stencil and a spray paint.
The freaking Sports Hub has better t-shirts than Brady. That's saying something.
Oh, my God. The Muppets one, the awful gray one that Maz wore, made him look like he was 85 on air that one day. That even looks better.
98.5thesportshub.com. Click on the store. Buy yourself a t-shirt there. It's better than whatever Brady's offering. What? Why is that funny?
Because it sounds like a tagline. Buy yourself a shirt from 98.5 The Sports Hub. Better than whatever Brady's offering. That's our tagline. Positioning statement.
Like, what's his brand of clothes going to be? Is it going to be sportwear? Is it athletic wear? Or is it going to be dress? Like, hey, slacks.
What is the latest in the old Sports Hub store here? They've got that Puppet shirt you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. They've got this t-shirt that has a sweater vest printed on it.
I don't understand that one. Sweater vest for, is that Capello?
No, for the Felger Maz show, they're known for wearing sweater vests.
Oh, okay. As you say sweater vest, that's like Capello's nickname. Sorry.
There's a Suckett Felger shirt.
They haven't worn those vests in a while, though.
Yeah, it's going back a ways. They have the Good You shirt.
I do think Zoe stumbled onto something, though, because...
dog here.
Ooh, there's hell. A
dog?
Oh, God. Look at the shirt, too. Look at the sweatshirt he's wearing.
Live free or die, man.
Live free or die.
Well, that's where you settle wars.
Is New Hampshire.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, get that set up for when he walks in this studio. But, so, yeah, let's get this all working, huh?
Where are you going to put him?
Right there in the middle. Right. Where else are you going to go? Yeah. Keep talking, Hardy. You were saying?
He's already got the TB12 line, but now with the Tom Brady line, it's kind of like Zoe said earlier. Is this Polo and then Ralph Lauren? It's the same guy, but it's different styles. It's different things. Like, what's what? I feel like the TB12 thing maybe didn't take off to the extent he wanted it to in terms of clothing and accessories.
Oh, I can tell you what the problem is there. He doesn't have a fan base like he had in New England that will spend their money on his product. He probably just doesn't have that tight relationship with his new fans down in Tampa.
Chase is big.
What's he doing outside?
I don't know.
When's he coming inside?
You ever see that? You ever see those Thor movies? What's that actor's name? Looks like Thor. He could do the body double stuff for Thor.
Can we have a camera that angles toward the windows?
Hell no.
Josh from behind?
Josh can't do that.
He's out there.
Good looking dog. There's a dog in here.
What kind of dog we got there?
It's one of those.
A Malamute.
Nah, I don't know if it's a Malamute.
I didn't see it. I just saw white fluff.
I thought it could be a husky or something. I can't see it from here, but I see
polar bear.
It's a polar bear, yes.
I think it might.
Yeah, it looks like a husky.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I guess that's not happening. So we'll
Chase
just sit
not
here
coming
twiddling
in?
Our thumbs. Adam's in Lowell. Hi, Adam.
Hey, guys. I don't know where all this Brady hate's come from, but I hate this argument. It's like, well, he was going to start slipping. Bill had to work. Bill was slipping in the last 5 years to give him more than Brady. I mean, his terrible drafting. Draft-wise, Bill was a bottom-of-the-league GM. I mean, look at how many guys have come in and out in, like, 2 years. On top of that, after the Eagles Super Bowl, Brady's setting passing records. Bill's getting lit up by Nick effing Foles. If I was Brady, I looked at Bill and said, I thought defense was your thing. You just got shredded, guy, and I need to go? Whatever. Mm. Thanks, guys.
There was a lot going on there.
There's too much, too fast.
There's a lot going on.
Hit,
I mean, he's mad about the Brady hate. I haven't heard a lot of Brady hate here today.
Not much.
No, I don't think there's been much of that.
Yeah, and what's up with all the Brady hate, man?
Listen,
it's a morning show.
I think what you're referring to in that Super Bowl against Philadelphia did come up in Tom versus Time. What am I doing this for? And
if you
all
threw
of that
for 505 and they hung it on
lost,
you, would you be pissed?
You'd be sort of mad.
And you didn't play your...
But on that drafting front that he mentioned, N'Keal Harry, there's a positive update on N'Keal Harry. That it's possible that N'Keal Harry could be eligible and he might be active for Sunday's game.
Okay. So what do you do with that? That's my follow-up. Because I saw this with the Google eyes he had a week and a half ago.
Oh, look out.
I'm like, woo, they're going to be petrified. Todd Bowles is going to be like, well, here goes our game plan. Hey, rip that thing up. The kill's playing.
You know how we said?
Now we got to go zone.
The Patriots need that player that other defenses have to account for at all times.
Hey,
and game plan around.
Now we can't play man.
That's the guy.
I'm legitimately
Secret
asking this.
Weapon.
And that N'Keal Harry could be available for the... Okay, and that should make me feel how?
Disappointed.
No, I don't...
Is that the wrong word?
No, I ripped up my live read.
Apathetic.
I just want to feel something.
All right, 617-779.
Look out, Tampa.
0985. More your calls. Chase Winovich is sitting outside the studio, and I'm hoping we get a chance to speak with him soon.
It'd be nice.
It'd be good. Be right back.
It's a Milk Tuesday?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
To talk sports in Boston, you talk to these guys.
That will now be a recycled take.
Right.
But still,
it's a retake. It's a reheated take. Microwave take.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Not good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's not a Milk Monday, but it's Tuesday, and it's still Chase Winovich joining us.
Trying to find
Tequila Tuesday,
an alliteration for Tuesday that has to do with milk, and there's only one.
T words?
No, we we don't want to do that.
We're live, buddy. Look at that. You're right there.
Yeah, we're
live.
This is an actual show.
It's a real deal.
This is the show.
What is it, Artie? What's the T word you had in your mind?
No, we're not doing that. Why don't you welcome in our guest? Stop that.
Okay. Joining us now is Chase Winovich, and Chase is with us along with New England Dairy Patriots Game Day. Because every day is game day when you add dairy to your day. It helps you sustain energy and fuel performance across all four quarters of the day. Real life needs real dairy.
Hi, Chase.
Chase,
better myself.
How we doing?
How's your off day?
We're doing wonderful. Thank you for having me in.
Yeah.
I stayed in last night and just hunkered down by myself, studied the tape, getting to work. This is obviously a big week, as any week is, and looking forward to the challenge. Do you have any advice for me or
as
I go into this week?
You're the one that the quarterback that you're going to face selected to beat him with bags. I remember at the end of camp. So Tom Brady would always take you over at the end with the bands, and you knocked him down one time.
Michigan
we were sitting
guys.
Up there. You know, yeah, being a Michigan kid, he kind of took you under your belt. Under his
under
belt.
Under his belt.
Or under his arm, whatever the hell his saying is. Don't ever touch
his wing.
Belt.
Under his wing,
the magic
maybe?
Belt. But you knocked him down one time when we saw it. We're like, oh, crap, he's going to get a lot of crap for that. So, you know, I think you know where he's bothered, right? I mean, it's people at his feet. Got to get to his feet.
That's the advice. Go for the feet.
Go for the feet.
That's great.
He don't like people around his legs.
Yeah, see, I know better than to, for a multitude of reasons, I know better than to comment on anything like this. I know he's scouring the, anything he can.
As people are.
As is his dad. Yeah, his
Ben and company.
Exactly. Yeah. Or he might even be doing it himself. This is, I'm sure he's eager. Like I said, there's a lot that we had to learn from last week. As a team, individually.
How disappointing was that?
I mean, this is the National Football League. Obviously, everybody that you play is extremely competitive, and things aren't always going to go your way. They made some more plays than us and did things better than us. And, just like anything else, there's an opportunity for us to dive back into our process and to learn from this. It's so early in the year that it's just like, we got to rally together and move forward and onward.
On the final Saints touchdown of the game, the defense played with 10 defenders, and I think you were on the field, off the field, on again. What happened there, and who was supposed to be the 11th guy?
Yeah, see, I'm not throwing anybody under the bus. Obviously, it wasn't, and I had nothing to do with that. That's all I can say.
All right.
Yeah, but I had nothing to do with it.
To go back to what you were saying about watching the film, though, there are games, I'm sure, that you've had where you feel good about it, watch the tape, and then feel a little worse about it, or there's got to be the opposite, where there are games where you feel really bad heading to the locker room after a game, and you watch the tape and say, oh, there were some things we did well. Maybe this wasn't as bad as I thought. How did that go this week when watching the tape?
See, it's tough to say, like, this specific incident or instance, because sometimes it's dependent upon, you know, my individual performance, you know, in the backdrop of how the team does, and vice versa. So there's a lot of factors that I'd say kind of go into play. But there's always, I'll say this, you know, it's usually never as bad as you think it was, and it's usually never as good. But there's always things that you can improve upon. And it's like, I talk about this all the time. It's like you get to the niche of anything at the 99th percent, at the pinnacle of anything. It's extremely competitive. There's obviously a lot of financial benefit to performing said task well. And guys, you know, that take it serious, obviously have been here for a while, learned a lot of tricks of the trade. And so there's a multitude of things you have to deal with on top of these guys being absolute, you know, genetic freaks. And that's what makes football so great.
And it could swing at any time. Like that game one, you guys weren't in control of. You know, the fumble happens. You thought you're going to win that game. It feels to me, and I said this to these guys, I said, to me, they feel like more of a 2-1 football team than a 1-2 team. Pick sixes like last week aren't going to happen every week. Jonnu Smith's not going to drop 4 balls a game the way he did. At some point, stuff comes together. Last year was weird. You know, it was a weird year. I don't think we could relate anything now to last year. You guys are a totally different team. You got to feel like you're a different team than you were last year, right? And that things will trend and come together.
See, you know, the whole, there's my dog barking.
Zeus.
Yeah, Zeus. He's
we'll bring him in at the
end. Cool. The whole business of trying to predict stuff, it's impossible. It's like all the future is a projection of our current understanding of things into the future. So it's like, it's literally by that definition, just a, it's impossible. So I just got to focus on right now.
That's there's a TV show you're going to like. I'm going to,
what is that called?
It's called Devs.
Devs.
The whole idea of it is if you study the past, I guess in its minute detail, you can actually start to predict things. Like, you know, even random movements among microorganisms.
Yeah.
And then you can start to predict things in the future. So if you
That's interesting. I feel like those are kind of two separate things.
It's all connected. Chase.
Wow,
don't be foolish.
He sees the dots.
I saw it in the first 10 minutes of episode one. You're going to do
it. All right. I'm going to check it out.
But let me,
I got a recommendation for you, though.
Okay.
All right, not to flip the table. Are you guys into NFTs at all?
You're looking at a couple of NFT experts.
Really?
Oh, they were their investors. We were early, you got to get him to unbox.
Okay,
early adopters to the top the shop.
Let me just go ahead and pump this NFT real quick. Okay. There's an NFT called Bears Deluxe. That you know, I'm not a financial advisor, and you know, there's a good chance you'll lose money. But
right,
there's also a good chance it's going on a moon mission, and you guys are welcome. Bears Deluxe.
Okay.
Bears Deluxe.
Just one more caveat here. This is coming from a guy who sold a Roomba online.
I did sell it was a signed Roomba.
Okay,
signed Roomba.
All right. And a portion of the proceeds.
And 10% went to charity.
How much do you believe your autograph is worth as part of the Roomba? That's really the question.
For me, selling the Roomba was more of a meme, if anything. It was just more of a listen.
It's like a gimmick. It was fun, right?
Exactly.
Cleaned houses.
Yeah, I didn't really like. It wasn't necessarily about me needing the cash, or I give lots of money, and it's not like give myself a pat on the back thing. But I don't know. It's like I have a different relationship, I think, with money. It's like I try to look at it as, you know, how much value can I add. You know, I look at that, whether it's in, you know, in the locker room or it's just out in general, it's like, how can I add value? And,
We didn't ask you this last week, but you being a big internet guy and conspiracy theories and all that, you followed the Petito case, the Gabby Petito case, and how it was probably the couple from Florida that had the van on their camera, because they were also camping, and that the internet can actually bust this case open, which I feel that they did.
Yeah. Wow.
Like how many more things can we solve on the internet?
Yeah. It's crazy. The internet, they, as they say, has remained undefeated. And
pretty much,
is that what they say?
That's what they, you know, the kids these days are saying, and it's tough to beat it. It's like, how can you? It's like you can't really. If somebody says something that's not necessarily accurate, just by commenting on it, you feed it.
Well, that's the problem. You can find any fact you want on the internet.
Exactly,
and facts have varying degrees of value.
People can alter your Wikipedia.
And what if those systems that were in place were catered to feed you those thoughts?
That's the whole point. And that
is the point. Exactly.
Chase, you're absolutely right. And the reason why people are getting so polarized is it's like, oh, this person likes this stuff and this stuff. So all the algorithms said, let's feed them more, because they tried it the other way. There was a guy who tried it at Google years ago. He's like, we should give people a more balanced, feed of information. And the time online went down. They're like, nope, go the other way.
Exactly.
If they seek out something like that, give them more of that, and they'll spend more time online look at more ads.
It's real. They spend millions, if not billions of dollars, investigating everything from the colors they use to just how things are arranged to get people to spend more time on their sites and buy more things. It just is what it is.
I'm looking at the arrangement of colors on Bears Deluxe right now.
He's
on Bears Deluxe. I'm telling, like I said, there's a good chance you'll lose money, so I'm covering myself here. Not a financial advisor. Proceed at your own risk, but Bears Deluxe is on a moon mission. Let's go. He loved the Bears.
Where's the doggy?
He loved the Bears.
I let Beetle take care of it, and then I'm just the angel investor. I just come in at the end.
Okay, you're the angel investor. Yeah, I got a couple. I got a couple for you guys then.
What about Sunday? That's a long day.
Yeah.
And it's your first late game of the season. Like, how much of that do you think about ahead of time? Like, how am I going to spend that entire day on Sunday leading up to that game?
That's a problem for Sunday.
Yeah. You don't think about it now.
I can't think about it now. I really can't. I could think about it in terms of like, hey, listen, this
high body,
this day is coming up. But at the end of the day, today.
Yeah, a lot of different wallets you can use on here.
There is a lot.
Send him down the rabbit hole. You can't do that with him or with him. You can't mention something else other than what we're talking about that is of interest to them, because now we've lost him. He's already gone, but now you lost Beetle. You gave him
I'm just saying, it's a wide variety of wallets.
We have a guest in studio.
Yeah, but we're talking about something.
He needs to understand what it's about. This is important.
You put me on this.
You better get on it quick, because like I said,
you want to beat the
rush? On a moon mission.
You know how big this show is? How many listeners we have that are going to be investing right now this minute?
How much
in Bears Deluxe?
A lot of weirdos on us now.
Yeah.
You need to get your own wallet. You need to grow up and get your own wallet is what you need.
I wish I had more time to explore the Bears Deluxe. Obviously, I am fully entrenched in trying to prepare for this game and just like studying everything I need to know.
You got your hands full.
Taking this little break to talk about something that. Oh my gosh!
This is a great shot.
Oh my goodness!
That is a beautiful dog.
Zeus loves hanging out with you guys.
He does. Bring him in more. You're a good
what
boy.
A good boy.
He's a good boy, Zeus. He's a good boy.
This is the most I've ever. I guess I don't really see you guys, but you guys are smiling. You know, this is great.
We have a good time.
Yeah,
easy going, chilly, huh?
Yeah, you guys have a good time in here.
I like all 100%.
You're with us at the start of the week now, which is difficult because Tuesday's better. Tuesday's a little bit better because we're it's not day after a game.
What about spoiled
like really
milk
serious
Tuesday.
Day?
2%
milk Tuesday.
2% Tuesday.
2% Tuesday.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
That was a listener, and he called in. He told us.
I like that. That's good. Okay, Chase. Well, thanks for being here.
Yep. Yes.
Good luck Sunday, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
Sure, bud.
Best of luck Sunday, and go get after Tom Brady.
Hit him.
Get at those ankles. He doesn't like that.
Hates it.
Get around those knees and ankles.
There's your scouting report.
That's the advice we can offer you. Good job staying silent.
Don't comment.
Good job. No commenting there. Winovich, everybody. Patriots linebacker with us.
Thank you, guys.
In studio. Buddy. We're right back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.